蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
一说到圣灵，你会想到什么呢？以弗所书的4:30说，不要叫圣灵担忧。希伯来书的10:29说，你会侮辱圣灵。罗马书的15则说到了圣灵的爱。圣灵并不是人想象中的一股神秘的力量，圣灵是有位格的，圣灵就是神。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Haven Today》，我是乐欣。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. And we're in this series this month called the John Challenge. Let me ask you a question: Why did Jesus have to leave this world after he died and was resurrected?
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay?
Should I stay or should I go? A hit song by The Clash from the UK going back to 1982, asking a simple question many of us have asked throughout life. But it's not a question Jesus asked.
Should I stay or should I go?
He knew it would be better for his followers if he left. But why is Jesus' absence better than his presence?I want you to stay with me and learn that surprising answer as we turn to John 16 together.
主耶稣在与门徒最后的一番对话里向他们介绍了另一位保惠师，就是圣灵。在希腊文里面有两个词是表示另一位的，一个意思呢是说与前者对立或者有差别的另一位，另外一个呢就是与前者完全一样的另一位。耶稣在这个地方所用到的词是表示与前者完全一样，也就是说圣灵与耶稣是完全合一的。当圣灵进入到我们的生命时，耶稣也就进来了。然而耶稣并不是与圣灵全然相同的，耶稣现在不在世界上而在天上，但是圣灵呢却在父神的应许之下内住在每个信徒的身上。Charles 问到的问题也是乐心以前常常会想到的问题，为什么耶稣离开是对我们有益的呢？难道他一直在我们身边不是更好吗？你也许还记得约翰福音的7，在祝棚节的时候37-39说，节期的最后一天就是最隆重的那一天，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就像圣经所说，从他的腹中要涌流出活水的江河来。他这话是指着信他的人要接受圣灵说的，那时圣灵还没有降临，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。我们看见当时圣灵的时代还没有来到，是因为耶稣是道成肉身在地上的，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀，所以呢圣灵没有赐下来。马上随着耶稣的受难受死和复活升天，圣灵就要来到了。那么在这最后的时间里，耶稣在忧愁的门徒面前告诉他们，这位与他一样的保惠师就是真理的灵。真理的灵不仅要引导信徒进入一切的真理，而且呢还要把自己所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉门徒。更重要的就是这一位真理的灵要来荣耀耶稣。我们先来听一首诗歌，诗歌之后呢就是一位美国听众的分享，然后进入到今天的约翰福音16。
Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, We only wanna hear your voice, We're hanging on every word, Spirit ofThe living God, Spirit of the living God, we wanna know Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts. Come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we see. You change.
Where in a moment, we're going to answer the question I asked at the beginning of this program. Why was it better for Jesus to leave than to stay? And we'll find that answer in John 16. But first, I want you to hear a testimony from Wayne, who lives in Louisiana, and how the Gospel of John was used in his life.
I was stricken in 1988 with a disease called Guillain-Barré. I was paralyzed all my arms and all my legs. I was laying in the hospital in Covington, Louisiana for 5 days like you were sticking knives and daggers in me. The pain was so great. I looked at the ceiling wall and I said these words. I said, Lord Jesus, I don't have no pain compared to the pain you suffered for me on the cross. Come into my heart. And like a lightning bolt hit me. Miraculously, I was healed. I took all the IVs off, ran around the hospital telling everybody about Jesus. And the doctor came in with a clipboard, and he said, what am I going to put on this clipboard? I said, you put in big parentheses, Jesus Christ the healer. This doctor got saved, born-again Christian. He's one of the best physicians in a little town called Mandeville, Louisiana. And God used me, Trent. He used him to give people medicine, and he prayed for them, laid hands on them, prayed for them, and he's still living today. He's 92 years old. And I started reading in John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. And I got to thinking, the Word is Jesus. And then he told me about 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. All three are one. I end up witnessing to a guy in an Exxon plant, and he was the fourth generation of the great preacher Jonathan Edwards, and he had backslid and gave his life back to the Lord. And thank you very much, and love y'all, and make sure Mr. Charles gets his message, and y'all are doing a great job with Haven today.
Wayne, I got your message. I'm so blessed to hear how Christ Jesus changed your life and how John's gospel has blessed you. Thanks for sharing with all of us. And I asked that question a moment ago, and I think it's time to look for the answer. Is Jesus' absence better than his presence? And I mean by that his physical presence. He seemed to think so. And I want to tell you why. All month we've been looking at this gospel, the fourth gospel. And here we are at John 16. It's been called the Upper Room Discourse, giving a final address to his disciples before he was taken to the cross to be crucified and buried. Last words are important. They can tell us a lot about a person's priorities. There was the man who created Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. He used his last moments of life to say, "I love you," to his wife. The famous last words of Romeo and Juliet, dramatic but tragic, as they ended their lives thinking they had no future together. And last words can be confusing if we don't know the context. But they can also be powerful, like the last words of Jesus on the cross, "It is finished," announcing the accomplishment of our forgiveness. But Jesus' words in John 16 are particularly comforting, especially for his disciples who are about to experience his physical absence. Let's hear this moment, word for word, from John 16, from the Gospel of John DVD.
"I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. You will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time will come when those who kill you will think that by doing this they are serving God. People will do these things to you because they have not known either the Father or me. But I have told you this so that when the time comes for them to do these things, you will remember what I told you. I did not tell you these things at the beginning, for I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me where I am going. And now that I have told you, your hearts are full of sadness. But I am telling you the truth. It is better for you that I go away. Because if I do not go, the Helper will not come to you. But if I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove to the people of the world that they are wrong about sin and about what is right and about God's judgment. They are wrong about sin because they do not believe in me. They are wrong about what is right because I am going to the Father and you will not see me anymore. And they are wrong about judgment because the ruler of this world has already been judged. I have much more to tell you, but now it would be too much for you to bear. When, however, the Spirit comes, who reveals the truth about God, he will lead you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but he will speak of what he hears and will tell you of things to come. He will give me glory because he will take what I say and tell it to you. All that my Father has is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take what I give him and tell it to you. In a little while, you will not see me anymore. And then a little while later, you will see me."
That's the first 16 verses from John 16, from the Gospel of John DVD that we have for you this week. Did you hear verse 1? Jesus does not mince words. He tells them plainly that his disciples will suffer persecution. They will be put out of the synagogue. That's hard to hear for a Jew. Even worse, they would be killed. But Jesus told them why. It wouldn't be because the disciples sinned or made mistakes. It would be because they didn't know the Father or Jesus. When the people of the Lord face persecution, think of places maybe like North Korea or Syria. It's not because people have sinned or deserve what's happening to them. It's because they serve the Lord sometimes. And those who don't know Him are opposing them. Here, where I live in North America, we don't have to suffer for our faith like that. But it's comforting to know that Jesus cares. And as 2 Corinthians 1 tells us, we can use our positions of comfort to comfort others and not forget others. But why is Jesus telling His disciples this? He was telling them this so they wouldn't fall away. When they suffered, it wouldn't come as a surprise. They wouldn't be fooled into thinking the Christian life is just an easy street. He's told them He is the way and the true vine so that they would remain faithful when He did leave. But how will Jesus bring this about? He explained how in verse 7, "Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you."
不知道你是否还记得，在旧约里面，不管是祭司接受圣职，还是圣殿里的圣物也好，都必须先用血弹上去，洁净了，分别了，然后呢，才能进行下一步膏油的涂抹。同样的道理，我们如果不是先在宝血里被洁净，我们就不能经历到圣灵的膏抹。于洪杰牧师说，就得救来说，人没有得救是不可能有圣灵的。得救了之后，如果我们不是在宝血里面，在主的面前认罪，在主的面前是一个清洁的心的话，我们还是不容易经历到圣灵的运行和膏抹。
These disciples then were grieving that Jesus was leaving. Imagine 3 years in the flesh, the living word, and you were there. What a privilege for those disciples to have unbridled access to their Savior during His earthly ministry. Yet Jesus said it was better if He wasn't physically present. Why? He says that the Advocate wouldn't come unless He left. But who is this Advocate? And it tells us, the Holy Spirit. This is the same language Jesus used a couple of chapters before this when He promised His disciples another Advocate. It's better that Jesus goes away because His saving presence is now available anywhere. The Holy Spirit makes Christ known to us. And He dwells in us to help us become more like Jesus. And Jesus tells us how the Holy Spirit does it in verse 13. "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." You know, especially in this continent where I live, it's easy to forget about the Holy Spirit. How do we know He's still active in this world? Where can we see Him at work in this day and age? And that's one of the things I so appreciate about John's gospel. He's always telling us about the Spirit. Remember in John 3? It's the Spirit who blows where He wills to bring new birth into the kingdom of God. It's the Spirit who's given that overflows into a fountain of living water. It's the Spirit who's given to lead Jesus' disciples into truth. Now, for the disciples hearing this from Jesus, this was a promise that they wouldn't forget the truth. Now, remember, the New Testament had not been written. And when Jesus' apostles began to document and record His teaching and life, it was the Holy Spirit there to guide them into the truth and to remember what they needed to say. But whether the Spirit was leading them into truth before and while it was written, or is He leading us into the truth of the Bible as we have it now, the point is, He leads all of us, His people, His children, into the truth. How often do you think about this when you read your Bible? I know it's so easy to come to God's Word, it's just another book sometimes, but it's so much more than that. It's the Lord's word to us. And we need the Spirit of the living God if we're going to understand it. For those of us who believe in our Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was given to us for our benefit. It's the Spirit who helps us understand the Word of the Lord and what is the Bible about.
这个礼拜三晚上给慕道友的分享上面呢，就有两个朋友提出来他们对文字不敏感，更加容易接受图画。于是当我们鼓励他们读圣经，看看福音书是怎么讲耶稣的，他们就反问过来，能不能找一些讲耶稣的电影来看呢？乐心，我当然能够理解，对一个还没有进入信仰的人来说，让他去读圣经会是一种多么大的挑战。就连我们这些信主有了些年日的人来说，也必须承认，有时并不是圣经里的每句话都能那么的抓住我们的心，让我们觉得越读越有滋味。爱德华兹在他独处的时候写下了这样的笔记，他说，我对圣经的喜爱远远超出任何的一本书，阅读它的时候，每一个字总会触动我的心，似乎每一句话展现出许多的亮光，透过这些话语的滋养，我得以更新，得以饱足，以致我无法一直读下去。我经常要停留在一个句子上，思想它所包含的奇妙意义。当我阅读圣经的时候，那些神圣的事情总是难以言表的，突然在我内心激起了一股甜美而且火热的感觉，在我的灵里产生了一腔热情。看到这里的时候，我们可能就会问了，为什么同样一本书，有的人读得津津有味，有的人呢却读得味同嚼蜡？阅读圣经是一回事，而让圣灵来并在当中将耶稣基督向你启示出来又是另外一回事了。就像是知道基督住在你心里是一回事儿，而感觉到基督住在你心里又是另外一码事儿。你的脑子里知道糖是甜的，这是一回事儿，而你亲口尝了它，你整个人被它完全迷住了，又是另外一回事了。你不但知道它，你意识到了它，而这就是圣灵的工作。圣灵不仅是客观真理的作者，因为他书写圣经，他又是主观真理的作者，他使圣经鲜活的在你的生命中，它使圣经成为了有生命力的话语，活泼且有能力。它使圣经能够改变人的生命。这个就是圣灵的其中一个工作。
Jesus gives us a hint when he said in verse 14 that the Spirit would glorify me. We see the Spirit when the spotlight is on Jesus. If you've been to London, you know that in the evening they light up Buckingham Palace with enormous spotlights. Imagine someone approaching the palace, but only focusing on how amazing that spotlight is. You'd think they missed the point. That's exactly what happens when we look for the Spirit without looking at Jesus. The Spirit works through the Word of the Lord to point us to Jesus. Always. But not just Jesus as a good person or Jesus as a great prophet, but Jesus as our Savior. Jesus went on in John 16 to tell the disciples that even though they would face grief, he's leaving, they would be persecuted, their grief would turn into rejoicing. Not because their circumstances were going to change all of a sudden, but because Jesus was heading to the cross to secure their everlasting joy. Jesus shows us that eternal life comes through suffering. Paul the Apostle told us later that our suffering in this world is preparing for an eternal weight of glory. So Christians in North Korea, or those suffering in the Middle East, have hope. Their suffering is not in vain. And more importantly, Jesus' suffering was not in vain. He died on the cross in our place, suffered the pain of punishment that we deserve, also, we could be with him forever. John 16 reminds us that in the midst of dark days in our lives, the Lord is still close to us. He brings us to the Father by the Spirit, and he secures our eternal hope by the suffering of the Son. And as we come to the Bible, I pray the Spirit will help us to see Christ and His life, death, and resurrection for us. May the last words of Jesus in John 16, verse 33, bring you much hope and great encouragement today, no matter what you may be facing. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
May your peace be released in this troubled world. May your peace be released in our troubled souls. You said that in
这个就是今天蓝天绿洲想和你分享的全部节目内容了。我们在十六章就看到了圣灵是有位格的，也看到了怎样被圣灵充满。听完之后，如果你有任何分享的话呢，欢迎发送短信到13229966122，短信的开头请你加上蓝天。那圣友 Charles 就在明天的同一时间和你分享约翰福音的17章。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
May your peace be